Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Welcome to Soundcheck. I'm Anthony DeCurtis, sitting in for John Schaefer. The CMJ Music Marathon gets underway tomorrow night, aptly enough, on Halloween. And its organizers say this year's annual festival of indie bands is the biggest ever. Jenny Eliscu, a contributing editor at Rolling Stone, is going to be making that CMJ scene. Jenny, how are you doing there, kid?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent. I much enjoyed your recent Pete Townsend interview.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to hear it.
Yes. But here we find ourselves on the radio and talking about CMJ. Now, is CMJ, it's been known, obviously, for breaking new bands. Is it still in a position to do that? Can it make a band's career? Does it still have an edge?
I don't think that merely getting a showcase during CMJ has the prestige that it once had, especially in the mid-90s when college radio was having a boom and indie rock was sort of perceived to have the potential to cross over as a mainstream phenomenon, which is counterintuitive. But merely getting a show is not like, we got a CMJ show, used to mean
otherwise
something.
We'd have 1,000 new superstars.
Right, but, I mean, logistically, it could potentially break a band just because you come from whatever town you come from to New York, the hub of the music industry, and you play for a very receptive audience, people who may not normally go to as many shows, who work in the music business or outgoing to shows, and if the right person sees you, then and you're talented enough, then you have a shot that you may not have otherwise had. So, you know, surely on circumstance, you do have a shot.
Well, that's, you know, actually one of the points I want to get at. You know, who is coming to this? You know, what do the bands want? You know, the locals, you know, whether music industry types or whatever, you know, who are going to hear those bands, you know, what do they want? What is everybody looking for? I mean, beyond actually having fun, I mean, let's not forget that. But, what's the career goal here? What's the pragmatic goal here, if there is one?
I think the goal for artists is to hope that enough people who work at record labels, both small and large, both based in New York and not, will be in one place, and because of the kind of collegial atmosphere that a convention like this has, which it is, you know, it is a convention, that, you know, there will be more people who could potentially see them and pass the word around, handing out business cards saying, you know, you should give me a call or send us your demo, than there would be at any normal show that the artist would play. And it is true. I mean, you know, in A&R, people are, should be going to see bands play all the time. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, as adults, we get tired and don't always want to go out and see a rock band after work, and A&R people are no different. And this is sort of kicks things into gear, I think.
Well, let's hear a sampling of some of the bands that will be playing this year. Now, the Shins, the definitive band of the indie sound, they've been around for almost 10 years. They are still sort of part of what CMJ is about?
Oh, definitely. They are one of the best-selling indie bands of all time, prepared to ship 250,000 copies of their next record at the very beginning. So,
okay, let's hear a little bit of the Shins.
Flowing blood to home. Oh, what a contrast you were with boots in the house. My timid young fingers held a decent animal.
That was Pink Bullet from the Shins, and here's something from the California band Cold War Kids. Cold War Kids play Bowery Ballroom on Wednesday night with Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, and Tapes and Tapes.
Too many times.
Now let's hear from the Portland, Oregon pop punk band, The Thermals. They're also playing CMJ Music Marathon this week. Those are just some of the bands playing this year at CMJ Music Marathon. That's The Thermals. I Might Need to Kill You would be the title of that track. I'm Anthony DeCurtis, sitting in for John Schaefer, and I'm speaking with Jenny Eliscu about this year's CMJ Music Marathon. What do those three bands say about either the quality or the type of music that people are likely to hear at CMJ, Jenny?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, at CMJ, there's about 1,000 bands playing.
Hard to generalize.
Yeah, so it is hard to generalize, but there are those three bands that we've just heard are three of the more illustrious artists involved in the marathon, and therefore, you know, three of the bands less likely to see any tangible benefits from playing. They're already signed.
So perhaps solidifying their credibility.
They're fine, exactly. But those bands are the lure, hopefully, to see some
providing aspiration to younger bands.
Exactly. And you know, you get on the bill with one of those bands, and you're going to have a much bigger audience than you otherwise would. But you know, CMJ has lost. I don't want to make it seem like it's all a bed of roses. It certainly has lost some of its influence over the years.
Would websites, you know, Pitchfork Media, things like that, would that be what has kind of eroded their significance?
Definitely. I mean, they've had a hard time transitioning to being a web entity. And you know, full disclosure, I worked at CMJ for 5 years up until several years ago.
Well, you're a good example of a success story.
I am a good example in that regard. And there are many success stories from CMJ, but they have had a little trouble transitioning to the web. And clearly MySpace has co-opted a great deal of the business that CMJ stood to do, at the turn of the millennium, because now you can just sort of, anybody can go on MySpace and decide for themselves what they like. They don't need CMJ to make recommendations to them as much.
Yes. Now, how important is the New York location of CMJ, either for local bands in any sense, or just for people to come here and, you know, absorb that, amazing New York vibe?
Well, I think that, you know, people often compare CMJ to the South by Southwest Music Festival, which, as you know, is held annually in Austin, Texas. And, CMJ, people often say, is not as good as South by Southwest because you get to go to Austin, Texas in March if you're coming from cooler climes.
And have a little barbecue,
of course.
Have
a little barbecue and chill out. For a lot of us, New Yorkers, CMJ is just another week with 1,000 bands playing.
Yes.
You know, which is pretty much any week.
Do you have any tips for any legal tips that it would be for staying awake through the 1,000 bands and endless numbers of shows of CMJ?
I would say the best thing to do is to conserve your energy.
Pace yourself.
Don't rush for it all on Tuesday and Wednesday night, because the best shows tend to happen on Friday and Saturday night. So even if you need to sit out the first couple of nights entirely, this way you can, as we say, double gig it and hit two a night.
There you go.
For the rest of the week.
We're obviously hearing from the voice of experience here. It's a pleasure speaking with you, Jenny.
Good to speak with you, as always.
Okay. We've been speaking with Jenny Eliscu from Rolling Stone about this year's CMJ Music Marathon. Here's some music from the Black Keys. They're playing the Nokia Theater at this year's CMJ Marathon. This is Soundcheck.
Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.